Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Jesus, Bethlehem, Jesus, Bethlehem, Bethlehem, Avina. Je panashista, je panashista, porojiva sina. Christus era jina, sa soboji anali krajem, grule vitayam, pastuše spivayam, vilin Sura, Sura, Uguashayam. In Bethlehem, oh, in Bethlehem, the tidings ring triumphant. Purest of virgins, purest of virgins, bore the shepherds are glorying, even dumb creation kneels in adoration. Oh, what wonders they proclaim! Maria Panna, Maria Panna, just come go. Iosef stare, Iosef stare, onja pjaling nuja. Christus era žina, sa su Boži aneli krajem, krule vitajem, pastuše spivajem, vilin taklinkajem, sura, sura, Virgin Mary, sweet Virgin Mary, o'er her wee babe bending. And kindly Joseph, gently them attending. Christ is born truly, angels sing duly, kings come adoring, shepherds are glorying. Even dumb creation kneels in adoration. Oh, what wonders they proclaim!
Merry Christmas and welcome to We Sing Our Faith. This episode today is going to be a special one as I share music from my life with my family in very, very special ways as we look at Christmas and what that means. And in fact, that very first song, Jishai Bethlehem, in Bethlehem, was one of them that I sang as a little girl with my mom and my grandfather. All through the Advent season, we were praying that little prayer, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. And today we begin to celebrate his coming. Emmanuel, God with us, our Savior who has come into the world, the Word incarnate. Mary gave her yes, she conceived, and we celebrate now his birth. The birth of the Lord, the birth of our Savior, the birth of the one who loves us so much that he was willing to leave his heavenly throne to take on our human flesh and to invite us into the most beautiful and intimate and deep and real relationship with him. So I want to begin today with my song, Come to the Manger. And throughout the rest of the program, I'm going to be sharing some beautiful stories of family and music and how they all entwine together. From your host, Julie Carrick, Come to the Manger.
Come to the manger, come to the manger, come here to receive your King. Come, come, oh come to the manger, people come, adore your King. Sing, sing ye chorus of angels, stars over Bethlehem, join us and sing. He lies amid the beasts of the stall, He who is maker and Lord of us all. The wintry wind blows, cold and dreary, see He comes to a world so weary. Come to the manger, come to the manger, come here to receive your King. Come, come, oh come to the manger, people come, adore your King. Sing, sing ye chorus of angels, stars over Bethlehem, join us and sing. Born and to die for mankind, with grateful beasts His cradle He chooses. Thankless man His love refuses. Come to the manger, come to the manger, come here to receive your King. To the Savior Emmanuel's home, the heavenly host above are singing, says the Christmas bells are ringing. Come to the manger, come to the manger, come here to receive your King.
Now, one of the favorite Christmas songs of my family is Angels We Have Heard on High, that beautiful traditional hymn that we'll be singing, no doubt, during this time of Christmas in our parishes. We hear it on the radio in different places. It's just one of those go-to beautiful Christmas songs that we are invited to sing along with the angels. Well, the rendition that I'm going to share with you today is with my daughter, Heidi. Now, Heidi has a phenomenal voice. She is an amazing woman of faith. And on occasion, we have the privilege of singing for beautiful celebrations of life in our parish. She will sing with me during Mass. She will sing with me during a most intimate thing of a funeral where hearts are saddened, but through music, we bring a sense of joy, even in those times when sadness occurs. And the way that Heidi wanted to approach this song is so fun, it is so loving, and it is so joy-filled. So from me, your host, and my daughter, Heidi Glaze, the song, Angels, We Have Heard on High.
Fa-la-la, 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 Gloria. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Glory.
Gloria. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why these songs of happy cheer? What great brightness did you see? What glad tidings did you hear? In love we praise, Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Thank you for lending your voice, Heidi. It is such a joy when we have these family connections, not just in family life, but in different ways. Like in the case of my family, music. We are, so many of us are musicians in different genre and in different ways that we express that gift of music that God has given us. But there's such a deep thread from generations past through now generations forward. And my little granddaughter, Madison, is such a sweetie pie. And it was a few years ago, I was working on the project, Come to the Manger, which we're hearing a lot of today. And I was sitting at the piano, and I was trying to get a feel about snowflakes. Now, there is snow in many, many parts of our country, and we're experiencing that at Christmas. Now, not so much here in the Phoenix Valley, but even in the state of Arizona up north, we have snow and ski resorts and the beauty of Christmas that so many places celebrate with snow. And it was a few years ago, my cousin Dan showed me this beautiful picture of frost. And the intricate, beautiful detail of that frost was just amazing. It looked like a painted picture with frozen water. And I said, who but God would create such a beautiful piece of art in his own creation? And so that creation herself was preparing the beauty to receive the King of Kings as he came at Christmas. And so I'm sitting at the piano trying to figure out how to approach this. And I looked at my little granddaughter, Madison, and I said, Maddie, what does snowflake sound like as it floats down out of the sky? What do you think snowflakes sound like if it could be music? And her little fingers started going on those high notes of the piano. And so when we recorded this, I asked my wonderful pianist, Jason Webb, I'm like, Jason, can we make it sound like snowflakes?
Crystal flakes of falling snow, frosted paintings on the window. No human hand could render such perfection. Such majestic waters frozen by the Master's touch. Worship the Creator. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord.
This song is not just the creation, not just the beauty of that. And of course, we hear in Daniel's writings how magnificent creation gives honor and praise to God. But when I was actually penning the song, I was sitting next to my aunt who was actively dying. She was in hospice, and I was there with my mom, and I had the privilege of being with her as she took her last breath. And so at Christmas time, there are so many families who are with those who are going home to the Lord. And that last breath in and of itself gives honor to our Creator, to our Savior who came to be with us. And there's a beautiful old hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. The beauty of this song, O Come All Ye Faithful, reminds us of this beautiful tying together of heaven and earth, that just the beauty of the angels and saints who sing His praise, while we here on earth sing His praise, and those who are going home to the Lord during this time sing His praise, but that we as faithful come home to the Lord. And this is going to take us to that song, O Come All Ye Faithful, with my daughter Adel. And the beauty of her voice when she sings these verses, just her voice is so sincere. It is so elegant and so beautiful. Both of my daughters have just these very unique, beautiful sounds. Heidi, as you heard, was more that jazz feel, and Adel goes into this just beauty. And on the little choruses in between, the three of us get to sing together. So our gift to you at this Christmas, my daughters and I, as we sing for you now, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Venite adoremus Domini. Venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus.
I feel like whenever we sing those parts together, we visit Ireland. I don't know why. I think it's those beautiful, it's almost like a Celtic harmony when the three of our voices blend. And of course, my husband's father's side of the family are Irish. His mom is German. My dad is German. My mom is Greek and Italian. So we have these beautiful blending of nationalities. And it seems like it just comes out in these voices as they blend together. Family is so powerful. It's so beautiful. It is such an incredible gift of our God. So I pray wherever you are listening today that you're going to have time with family, that you're going to take some time. Again, there's something that just happens during this Christmas season as it begins and as it continues. There is something that can be very healing during this time. There are families that have issues. I think most families have some issues that we deal with throughout the year. But perhaps this time of Christmas, the coming of the Christ, the coming of our Savior, the coming of the one who came to literally redeem us, to save us from our sin, to bring us home to Him someday in this beautiful gift of sanctifying grace, there's such a beauty if we can reach out to it and perhaps take this opportunity of the Christmas season to reach across some of those aisles of family that have been broken. Life is too precious. It is too precious and it is too short to hold on to grudges, to hold on to anything that would keep us separated from each other. And so to reach across during this time of Christmas and to seek healing can be one of the greatest gifts that we celebrate, one of the greatest gifts that we can give and receive during this time of Christmas. There's a beautiful, again, just a beautiful old hymn that is sung typically on Christmas Eve and during the evening on Christmas Day, the beautiful song, O Holy Night. The holiness that begins with the birth of our Savior, the holiness that we are invited to, the holiness that is such pure gift when we will accept it and receive it, but then also be emboldened, be strengthened, be encouraged by the gift of holiness that God offers each and every one of us in order to be that gift of God's presence in the lives of those who are closest to us, to our families, our dear friends, our neighbors. The beauty that begins on this holy night is a gift of love, the pure and beautiful gift of love that God offers each and every one of us unconditionally. And when we can look at that unconditional love and to be able to offer it, to accept it, to heal from it, let this Christmas be one that is different. Let this Christmas time, this beautiful entire season of Christmas, be a time of holiness. Now, I want to sing for you that beautiful hymn, O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Hear the angel voice. by his cradle we stand. So led by the light of a star sweetly gleaming, here come the wise men from the Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger. In all our trials, born to be our friend,
the way that this one was approached as well when we were recording it. Richard Pelele, who is a phenomenal pianist, a dear, dear friend, when he sat and began to play, right? And then the other instruments that you're hearing in here, Zach Clark, as he brought in the beauty of the cello and the beauty of that harp and just the loveliness as this song was approached by these incredible friends as we sat in the studio together and recorded it. It allowed it to be a prayer. Music can be a prayer. It can be a most beautiful way of offering up our hearts and our souls to our Lord. whenever you are at Mass during this time of Christmas, I encourage you not to just listen to the music, but to sing along. That as you lift your voice in song, as you lift your voice in prayer, you realize that in those beautiful words of our saints, that he who sings prays twice. Well, during this time of Christmas, our prayers can be lifted up all the more to God as a gift. As we sing together, as we pray together, and as I mentioned, if you are at Mass, if it's been a while since you've gone to Mass, or perhaps you're listening today and you are a family that typically goes to Mass on Christmas and Easter, remember that the church is open every single day of the year, and every week we are called by God to come and to be with him, to uphold the beauty of that beautiful commandment that says, keep holy the Sabbath. It's not a commandment to tell us what to do. It's a commandment that invites us into the relationship with God. He is asking us to be with him because he loves us so much that he came to be with us. He came to redeem us. So again, if it's been a while since you've been to Mass, come at Christmas. If you have the opportunity before Mass to go to reconciliation, do so. Receive that beautiful healing gift from God who loves us so much. And after the beauty of that gift of reconciliation, receive him in the Eucharist. As you go forward to receive him in the beauty of the Eucharistic embrace, realize that the babe in the manger will grow up and he will be both your Savior and your Lord. He gives his life for each and every one of us. We begin with him in the manger, but as the next song that I'm going to sing for you, What Child Is This? The beauty of these original lyric, what child is this who laid to rest? On Mary's lap is sleeping. This is Christ the King, right? And then that second verse, nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. This child in the manger is our everything. This child in the manger who invites us at Christmas encourages us to come to him every day and to come to the beautiful Mass every week to keep holy that Sabbath so that we come to this deeper and more intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ within our faith community. We cannot do it by ourselves. We cannot. He gives us the church. He gives us the beauty of the sacraments to give us the strength and the courage that we need to live our life for him here, getting to know him and love him and serve him so that we will be with him in eternity. That's what this next song is all about. It's a simple, beautiful hymn. What child is this?
What child is this who laid to rest? On Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him love, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here. The silent word is pleading. Nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross Christ be born for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him, the King of Kings. Salvation bring, let loving hearts in.
Recording, oh my goodness, when the guys got together with this in the studio in this beautiful ancient upright bass as that was being played, and David Davidson, as he plays the violin, he just brought me to tears. The most beautiful, elegant sound of these instruments. And again, Jason on piano, and just the beauty of the way that they approached this, what I feel like is a prayer, is such a gift. And so I just say thank you again to these beautiful men who've been part of this ministry for 20 years, and just the beauty of this project come to the manger. Now, if you've just joined us today or you've been listening throughout, information can be found at wesingourfaith.org. wesingourfaith.org. That's the site. And at that site, you can also give us your prayer intentions. And we are praying for those in a very special way at masses throughout this weekend. It's just a beautiful time to pray for each other and with each other. And so again, wesingourfaith.org is the site. Now, the next song that I want to go to is a very, very special piece. A dear friend and colleague who has since gone home to the Lord composed this song many, many, many years ago. You Gotta Get Up is the name of it. Rich Mullins was the composer. And throughout the years, he and I had become very, very dear in each other's lives. And little did I know that we would fast forward many, many years, and I would meet my now son-in-law, Adam Stein, who my daughter Adel is married to. They have three beautiful boys. They're men. They're these beautiful, beautiful human beings. Awesome grandsons. And Adam absolutely loved the music of Rich Mullins. And it was the most touching and beautiful thing to realize when we were doing this project, Come to the Manger, and I asked my daughters if they would participate in the songs that you've heard. And then I asked Adam, who also has a great voice and just a wonderful style of music in his own right. And I asked him if there was one song on the record that he would like to sing on. He got tears in his eyes. And that means something. I mean, this guy is 6'4". He's this big, beautiful man. And here he has these tears in his eyes. And he said, I would love to sing Rich's song, You Gotta Get Up. And I gave him such a wonderful surprise. But I want you to hear the song first, and then I'm going to tell you about the surprise. But this one sung by Adam Stein, my son-in-law, and also joining him, my beautiful daughter, Adel, in the song, You Gotta Get Up.
I thought Christmas Day would never come, but it's here at last. So Mom and Dad, the waiting's finally done. And you gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up. It's Christmas morning.
Last night I heard reindeers on my roof. Well, you may think I'm exaggerating, but I swear that I'm telling you the truth. And you gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up. It's Christmas morning.
Did my sister get a baby doll? Did my brother get his bike?
Did I get the red wagon, the kind that makes you fly?
Oh, I hope there'll be peace on earth, and I know there's goodwill toward men on account of that baby born in Bethlehem. Goodwill toward men on account of that baby born in Bethlehem.
Mom and Daddy stayed up too late last night.
Oh, I guess they got carried away in the Christmas candlelight. And you gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up. It's Christmas morning. And you gotta get up.
You gotta get up.
You gotta get up.
Don't you love it? Like, it is the most heartfelt, beautiful Christmas song, reminding us that, yes, we get up and we celebrate. We celebrate the birth of Christ. But now the gift that I gave to my son-in-law when we recorded this is that beautiful penny whistle that you hear in the song, and the way that it was played is the same person who played that for Rich many, 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 many years ago when the song was first written and recorded. So Sam Levine, who's become not only a wonderful colleague in the recording of music, but a friend. And I reached out to Sam when I realized that he was the one who not only recorded it on Rich's record, but Sam has played on at least 5 or 6 of my records. And I said, Sam, could you possibly play it the same way? But we wanted him to add on that little bit at the end. And he reached back out to me and he said, not only will I play it, I have the exact same penny whistle that I purchased specifically for that song when it was written umpteen years ago. And my gift that year, giving that to my son-in-law and telling him that Sam was the one who played the exact same instrument, I also happen to have had a couple of signed CDs of Rich's. And so to give that package, just 2 simple old CDs, but so meaningful because they were signed by Rich, and giving those to my son-in-law, just tied up that Christmas gift with the most perfect bow you can imagine. And yes, once again, there were a few tears. I love this son-in-law of mine. What a beautiful man. And now the song to take us to the top of the hour. One of the most sung beautiful hymns at Christmas time, Joy to the World. Because it is a joy. We celebrate with exultant praise the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who came to be with us, who came to love us, who came to be our Savior. And again, the beauty of this one, as I was approaching it and I said, I just want something to be very, very special with this song. So I wrote this little bridge that kind of goes in between the verses. And then I wanted voices. I wanted voices of people who sing the praise of God regularly, right? And so my husband, Kurt, is joined in on this. The previous music director at my home parish, a wonderful lady by the name of Danny Randall, brought her voice to this. Of course, both of my daughters and my son-in-law. And they came together in the studio and they sang this beautiful part that was added to Joy to the World. And as you hear their songs, lift up in praise. Wow. Oh my goodness. I hope it touches your heart as much as it touched mine as we were doing the recording. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven, oh heaven, and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns.
And I just want to say again, Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Christmas season. Let's not waste one day of this season. Let's make each day of this Christmas time a time to honor our Lord, a time to honor His incredible gift of coming to us as Savior, thanking our Blessed Mother for her yes, that she would cooperate in such an intimate and beautiful way as to conceive and bear the Christ and bring Him to us. What a great gift of love. Share that gift of love with those who are in your life, your family, your friends, your dear ones. Waste not one day of this Christmas season. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you. Merry Christmas.
Christmas fills our hearts with hope, reminding us of the light that shines even in the darkest times. Wishing you a blessed Christmas from the Guadalupe Radio family.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley of the Soul Community. I'd love for you to join me on The Quest every Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We talk about the church, the sacraments, relationships, and how to find peace in a noisy world. Your questions and calls are always welcome. That's The Quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, the free GRN app, and streaming on social media. I hope you'll tune in.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, oui, croissant.
Sisso, I still think my French accent's better.
No way.
Hello there. Do you think I can give it a try?
Oh, sure.
Help celebrate 30 years of La Promesa Foundation with a special pilgrimage. From April 22nd to the 30th, you can join Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Sean Rice, and Dave Palmer on the Seine River cruise. Stops include Rouen, Normandy beaches, Lisieux, and of course, Paris. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
I mean, it's all right.
Still think mine's better.
Like they do many other Marian dogmas, Protestants reject Mary as the Mother of God because they don't think it's scriptural. But if there's any Marian dogma that's biblical, it's Mary the Mother of God. Consider Luke 1:43, where Elizabeth greets Mary as the Mother of my Lord. As any Bible student knows, Lord is the title that the Jews used for Yahweh. But Protestants object that Lord can also be used for an earthly ruler. Although this is true, I think the context suggests the divine usage. The three times the word is used before verse 43, verses 28, 32, and 38, and the three times it's used after verse 43, verses 46, 58, and 68, it's used in reference to Almighty God. So does the Bible teach Mary is the Mother of God? You bet it does. I'm Carlo Broussard with The Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
I wanted to look more into some of the questions. What about purgatory? What about Mary? What about the saints? I, of course, came across Catholic Answers. I was like, well, how can I listen to them? Like, I know they're online, but I mean, that's kind of annoying. Like, I want to just get in my car and listen to them. Like, oh, there's Catholic radio. And I wanted to learn more. I was like, I can't be in like a catechism class every hour of the day. It's like, be in the car, have it on radio, listen to things, and start learning more about the faith. It worked, and I'm Catholic now.
The Guadalupe Radio Network. Radio for your soul. Oh.